I wonder, boys and girls today, have you ever been frightened out of your skin? Do you know what I mean by that? Ever something happened to you and you were really, really frightened about it? Well, let me tell you what happened to me just the other day. Out round the country roads, I was out visiting. I was keeping my eyes on the road. I was driving like a Christian, very graciously, on the roads. And just as I came round a corner, this man in a big, big lorry, he made me swerve out of the way and he flashed the lights at me really, really quickly. And I thought to myself, well, what on earth is he doing? And just as I was very graciously asking myself the question, what kind of an idiot is that? I thought to myself, you know, I could have been killed. And I began looking at my mirror and I began looking in the side mirror. And just as I went round the corner, right in the middle of the road were about 6 or 8 sheep. And then I asked the Lord to forgive me for thinking that the driver was an idiot, because I realized he was actually giving me a warning. He was reminding me that coming into the corner, he had swerved himself to avoid these sheep. And I came round the corner and I wasn't going fast, but all I could see were boxes and boxes of chops. Because I really thought that I was going to plow right into the middle of the sheep. But then, being a good driver that I am, I was able to veer around them. But you know, when I stopped and I looked back in the mirror to see that they were all right, there actually were big lumps of sweat on my brow. And I thought to myself, that was a close shave. Not just for me, but for those poor sheep. And I don't know who owns them. I hope they're back in the field. But as I was just sitting thinking about that and driving along the road, that's the first thing that came to my mind again: sheep. Not because those sheep and I had become close, because I nearly killed them, nothing to do with that. It was the fact of what the Bible says about sheep. The psalmist says this in Psalm 100. He says this: we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And I began to think about these sheep, and the first thing I remembered was this: that sheep stray. That's why those sheep were out on the road. It's not that there weren't fields and fields of green grass all around them where they could just gently pass the day and feed and sit amongst the other sheep. It had nothing to do with that. It was the fact that somehow they had broken out through either the gate or a hole in the hedge, and there they were wandering aimlessly on the road, with no thought, I have to add, for drivers like me. There they were, aimlessly going around the road, and it reminded me that sheep stray. In fact, Isaiah the prophet reminds us of that, because he says this: all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. We're wandering aimlessly. We're in grave danger. We're getting further and further away from God, and we're doing things our own way. Sheep stray. But then I thought about this, how that sheep need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. I know it's very different over here in our culture, because normally the sheep are taken, they're put out in the fields and they're left there, and every so often the farmer will come and he'll check the sheep and he'll make sure they're all right. But you know, in Eastern times it wasn't like that. I remember one occasion Christine and I were on holidays, and every single day where we were staying, we saw a shepherd coming, walking in front of the sheep, and this great herd of sheep were coming behind him, and he was gingerly just leading them to the next place of pasture. And every day, almost at the same time, the shepherd came leading this great flock of sheep. You know, sheep need a shepherd. And isn't it good to know that the Bible tells us today, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said about himself. I am the good shepherd. And you know, boys and girls, even though today you may be wandering aimlessly, and maybe like those sheep in the middle of the road, in the place of danger, because you're separated from God, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to take that life of yours, and he wants to lead you, and he wants to guide you, and he wants to protect you. But before he can be your shepherd and continually watch over you, he needs to be your savior. He needs to be your savior. And you need to come today, and you need to turn away from your sin and stop going your own way
and start going God's way. And you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him that you're sorry for your sin, that you're sorry for wandering away from him, and receive him by faith to be your Savior. And the Lord Jesus Christ, from that very moment in time, will take care of you. Sheep stray. Sheep need a shepherd, and sheep need sustained. Do you know the reason why those sheep were out on the road that day? They were gathered in a little huddle, eating big, lush grass at the side of the road. That's why they were there. The field that they were on didn't seem to have the right grass. Maybe it didn't have enough grass. Maybe it didn't seem to be green enough grass. But there they were, right on one side of the road, and they were eating at the lush grass, because sheep need to be sustained. Do you know, boys and girls, if we're the sheep of his pasture, we need to be sustained too. It's not just enough for us to be saved today. We need to grow in our faith. We need to learn to walk with the Lord. We need to obey his word. We need to follow him every step of the way. And the Lord enables us to do that by learning from his word. Every day you should learn. No matter what age you are, every day you should learn to sit down with God's word and to read it and to think about it and to pray about it, and then every day to commit your life into the Lord's hands and ask him to lead you and to keep you on the way. I hope the next day I'm out visiting I don't meet another group of sheep like that. Being frightened of God once in a lifetime's enough, but it made me think about sheep. It made me think about me. It made me think about us all. We've all strayed. We all need a Savior and a Shepherd. We all need his word to sustain us. So let's make sure we learn an important lesson today. Give our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him lead us every step of the way.